The Gemara continues to loud the chashivas of tshuva on the top of peivav and beis. Am Rabbi Yechon, gedayla tshuva shadaych eslay saseisha b'teirah. Tshuva is so great that it pushes away a lav in the Torah. A beautiful drash here, Rabbi Yechonon. The halacha of machzir grushasai. The halacha is that if Reuven divorces his wife and his wife is remarried to someone else, after she remarried someone else, he can no longer marry her again. Shenemar. Now here, when it comes to tshuva, even if Klal Yisrael has married someone else, divorced HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still accept us back. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Perek Gimel says, Leimer hein yishalach ish es ishtoi, v'holcha meitoi v'hoysa l'shecher, hayoshu le'lea oid, haloichonuv techenach arti v'ad zonim, zonis re'im rabim v'shoiv elai nu'um Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said that Klal Yisrael has gone and married someone else. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shov alai, the Isra Machzir Grushaso does not apply. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan about the godless of tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadola tshuva shemikareves es ha-geula. Tshuva brings the redemption closer. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayo Perek Nuntesu, Volatzion Goel, Ulushave Fesha B'Yakov. So the, along with the Goel comes tshuva. Matam uvam l'tzim goel. Why will the goel come? Mishum deshave fesha b'Yakov. Because Klal Yisrael Yaakov will do tshuva. Amar shagish gadol tshuva shezdoinis naslis loy kishgogos. Tshuva is so great that someone who sinned b'mezid, his averis mezid are turned into averis b'shogig. Shenemar shuv Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha ki chashalta b'avonecha. Ha'avon mezid. Avon is generally referring to a mezid. V'kakari le michshol, it says that you tripped. And therefore, the pasuk that describes Klal Yisrael doing tshuva describes Klal Yisrael's avon as turning into michshalim, dahainu, veris b'shogig. Asks Gemara, Eini, is that so? V'amar Rish Lakish gedolah tshuva shezdonis nasis loy kizchuyos. It's even greater than that. It becomes like a schus. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Uvishuv Rasha me Rishasa the Asa Mishpat Utstaka Alehem Hu Yichye. That through the tshuva it will be considered as if bischusam on their schus they will live. From the word Alehem is mashma that they will live based on the past, even based on the averos. How could that possibly be? Because the averos turn into zchuyos. So which one is it? Dereish Lakish teach that becomes zchuyos, or that the averos b'mezid only become like averos b'mezid b'shogeg? Loi kasha, kam me'ava, kam yira. If a person does tshuva me'ava, then the averos become zchuyos. If the tshuva is done me'ira, then they just become averos b'mezid, become like averos b'shogeg. The Sefer Mishkanes Yaakov is quoted by the Hamasifta. I think that Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, has a similar idea that the pshat behind this is that if a person is doing tshuva mi'ava, he's not just simply fixing the maisa, but rather also what he's doing is he's being metayer his machshavos. We spoke about in the past the difference between tshuva, tahara, and kapara. So here, tahara is being metayer his machshavos. If he's being mitar in his machshavos, so then in such a case, then he actually brings himself closer to where he was prior to the chait, and therefore the chait itself becomes an impetus to closer to vekis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mark continues five lines before the wide and peivav and base. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yechon, and Gedolah Tshuva Shemareches, Shnoisev Shalodom. Tshuva extends the life of a person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Uvshuv Rashi Meirushasai ve'asam mishpat staka aleim hu yichye." So we see that because of it, he lives. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri b'Marava, they say Marava Mishmei the Rabba Bar Mori. They say in the West in Eretz Yisrael, "Bo rei shalak midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas baser adam." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human ruler. Midas basav dav magnet es chaveiro bidvarim safik mispayis imenu safik emispayis imenu. If someone does something wrong, Reuven wrong Shimon. So then if Shimon, particularly if Reuven is a king, he comes over and he tries to be Mephias, the king Reuven, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe he will, the words that he will say, that Shimon will say, will be accepted, maybe they won't be. If he does an Avera in private, maybe the Gemara says in private, because we did speak about that certain Averas like Megalim Panim Batorah and Chil Hashem, that we spoke about that those are Averas on the bottom of Pei Heyam Abeis on Pei Vavam and Alpha, those are Averas that are not atoned. But if it's Avera B'Seiser, so then he could do, be mispaised by Kosh Baruch Hu'Dvarim. Shenemar, as a beautiful Pasuk says, Kichu Yimachem Dvarim V'Shuval Hashem. Take words with you. All you need is to be mispaired with Dvarim. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he's done something good. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that pasuk of Kuichem Mimenu Divarim says, and you will be good. Not only that's as if he brought karbonas. Shenemar Shalma Farm Sifaseinu. Shema Tarmi Pare Chova. Maybe the pasuk of Shalma Farm Sifaseinu, which is found in Hoshea Yudalit at the end of that pasuk, Chuim Achem Dvarim is talking about karbonas that is chayivin tamalomar. But the pasuk also says erpa mishuva samov oha vein nidava kishava pimimenu. So clearly we're talking about a nidava, not a chiyuv karbin. Tanya, your Rebbe Meir, I'm your gedolei tshuva shebishvil yachid shasa tshuva. If one person does tshuva, meichlin lechala olam kulay, then the entire world is forgiven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, erpa mishuva sam avim nedava, kishav api mimenu. So what did the pasuk say? Kishav api mehem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shav his api from them. Yet at the same time, lo nemar ela mimenu, which seems to be it's a yachid. So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the rabbim, even though there was one person who had done tshuva. Obviously, this is a tremendous chiddush. How could it be that Reuven's tshuva is going to affect Shimon's tshuva? For that matter, the whole world's averos. How is it going to affect Shimon's averos and the whole world's averos? So the Marashah is quoted as saying that what it means is that sometimes the world is held in balance, and then one person's tshuva could change the entire status of the world, or it relates to the beautiful concept of arvus, of responsibility that one Jew has for the next, and therefore one Jew, God forbid, could suffer, because if he was in some level responsible for the avera that another Jew had done, and therefore, when a person does tshuva, it has profound impact on all of Klal Yisrael based on the concept of arvus. But it is quite a big chidush. Now the Gemara, we have a period, we continue 8 lines into Pei Vav Amabez, Heichi Dama Bal Tshuva. How would we concretize and describe in halachic terms someone who is a Bal Tshuva? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Kigon Shabbos Liado Avera, Pam Rishonu Shnia, V'nitzel Emenu, that he, the same Avera that he fell in before, and he doesn't fall in, he's saved from it. Machve Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda raised up his hand to add something else. He says, Ba'osesh Isha, it has to be with the, if it's an Aveira of Znus, with that same type of woman, Ba'osa Perik, Ba'osa Makam. In other words, sometimes the Yetzara will not be as strong in a slightly different context, or will be stronger in a different context. It has to be a repeat of the same situation. I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav Yehuda quoted that Rav brought out a point by asking Xtira on the one Xiv. Ashrei Nasui Pesha, Kisui Chata, praised is the person that covers up his sin and doesn't reveal it. Uksiv, yet the pasuk also says, Mechasip Shav Lo Yetzliach. If you cover up your sins, you won't be Metzliach. Loi Kasha. So the question now is, in the process of tshuva, are you supposed to publicize that you're doing tshuva? Answers the Gemara, Ha Bechet Mefarsim, Ha Bechet Sheinu Mefarsim. If it's a chet that has already been publicized, that people know about, then you're supposed to publicize the tshuva. Otherwise, you're not. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Nachman Kam Baver Shimon L'Chaver Kam Baver Shimon Adam L'Makom. The Rambam paskins this way, that Averus Shebein Adam L'Chaver, when you do tshuva, you should publicize it. Maybe the pshat is, I always thought al-pi drush, is because Avera Shebeinon la-Chavera, really each one of their, the way of reconciling between man and fellow man requires a lot of Eitzah and Chachma, because there are other people's who feelings, sometimes irrational feelings, that are involved. In contrast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who is a sincere shav will automatically be accepted, and therefore that of that shuva is not supposed to be publicized. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Oiver Aver Par Mishana Meichelin Loi. If he did not aver once, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichelim. According to the Ran and the Rambam, it sounds like even if he didn't do tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater the first couple of times a person does an Avera. The Ravid seems to disagree with the Rambam, and that is that he holds that it requires tshuva, but at the same time, if he repeats himself, as we're about to see, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be slower to give him Mechila. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey in Hilchos Tshuva. The Gemara continues and says, but what happens if he repeats? So then in such a case, Shnia Mochlun, no, second case also Mochlun, Shlishis Mochlun, Raviyas Ein Mochlun. Shenemar, we quote the Pasuk in Amos, Koyamar Hashem, Ashosha Pisha Yisrael, Va'arba Lo Ashivenu, that there were three sins, and then on the fourth, I will not forgive them. Now the Pasuk in Amos, if I'm not mistaken, spells out what those sins are. However, Chazal understand that it's not only in those sins that Amos was talking about, but also the first few times a person sins as well. Voimer, and there's also another Pasuk in Iov, Perek Lam Gimel, Hen Kol Eila Yifala Al Pamayim, Shalosh Im Gover. It's normal for a person to have these things for three times. In other words, these averos, they're almost on some level understandable, but on the fourth and the fifth, then in such a case, they're not acceptable. Va'oimer, my va'oimer, asks the Gemara, what does va'oimer mean? Why do we bring the second pasuk? V'chi teima, hani mili b'tzibra v'yachid lo'i. Maybe Amos was talking to all of Klai Yisrael. That's on regard to a tzibur. But when it comes to a yachid, that we would say that the first three times we would not be mechaper him, tashma, Hain kol eila yifal el pamayim sholoshim gover, that here we're talking about a singular person and that his averos are forgiven. Again, the machlokas Rama Meravid, if we're talking about with tshuva or without. I must go upstairs now and learn in Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh, second Seder, so we'll stop our daf a little bit early on Pei Vav Lamed Beis, and I hope we will continue with the Agadita for tomorrow's daf, for daf Pei Zayin. We'll pick up towards the bottom of Pei Vav Lamed Beis. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf Pei Vav in Maseches Yuma.